All this week, we've been reporting on the winners of the Nobel Prizes in science and other fields. Today, we have the Nobel Prize in Literature, and the winner is Herta Mueller. Joining us now to tell us more about her is NPR's Lynn Neary. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
And the Swedish Academy is famous for honoring writers that could be, I think, fairly called obscure outside literary circles. So, Lynn, help us out here. Who is Herta Mueller?
All right. Herta Mueller is a Romanian-born German writer. She was born in 1953. She grew up in Romania under the Ceausescu regime, and that experience permeates her work. She resisted the repressive government first as a university student when she joined a group of writers who were seeking freedom of expression. And then later, she was fired from a job as a translator at a factory for refusing to cooperate with the secret police. And it was during that time that she wrote a book of short stories called Nadirs, which focused on life in Romania's German-speaking villages. And in this book and in other stories, she's depicted the people in these villages, and it's a kind of village where she grew up. She's depicted them as hypocrites, intolerant of people who are different. That book was censored. Nadirs was censored by the Romanian government, but in 1984, an uncensored version was published in Germany, and it was very popular there.
Now, you just called her a German writer. So does Herta Mueller still live in Romania?
No, she immigrated to Germany in 1987, but she has said that simply living in Germany does not erase her past experience, which she has described as overwhelming, and that, of course, is why so many of her books deal with resistance to the Romanian dictator. The Land of Green Plums, for example, is a story of five young Romanians living under the Ceausescu dictatorship. Mueller has said that she wrote the book in memory of her friends who were killed under the regime. And the New York Times has said The Land of Green Plums, in that book, Mueller tries to create a sort of poetry out of the spiritual and material ugliness in communist Romania. In another novel, The Appointment, Mueller focuses on how the regime affects one factory worker who is charged with prostitution after she sews messages to men overseas into the suits of clothes that she's making.
Lynn, how does the decision to give the award to Mueller reflect the history of the Nobel Prize in Literature?
Well, to begin with, as a woman, she joins the likes of Doris Lessing and Toni Morrison and Nadine Gordimer as Nobel laureates. She's also, as you mentioned earlier, another European who is not that well known, and that certainly seems to be a trend in recent years. You may recall last year there was a bit of a furor when one of the judges said that U.S. literature is too insular. But just this week, Peter England, a prominent member of the Nobel Committee, said that perhaps that panel had been too Eurocentric, and that had led to furious speculation that maybe a non-European would win this year. Amos Oz of Israel was the front runner, and Americans Philip Roth and Joyce Carol Oates were also mentioned, but of course that was not to be. You know, and it's interesting to note, Renee, that some people are saying that perhaps this decision is a nod to the 20th anniversary of the collapse of communism, and that the fact that so much of her work focuses on repression, corruption, and intolerance makes her something of a perfect choice for Nobel judges, who have sometimes been criticized for considering a writer's politics on the same level as their work.
And the boost that Herta Mueller might get, and we just have a couple of seconds here, though, from getting this Nobel would be presumably that more people would discover her writing.
That's right. One publisher I spoke to yesterday said these kinds of awards can be manna from heaven.
NPR's Lynn Neary, thanks very much.
Good to be here.
This year's winner of the Nobel Prize in Literature is Herta Mueller. And you're listening to NPR News.